This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of South Philly. Is that what the LeBron weenies are saying now? That without LeBron, they wouldn't even have Luka, so that's why LeBron
The league wouldn't even exist if LeBron still wasn't playing.
Oh, my God. He just keeps pushing, ruining his own legacy, and his fans are helping him do it.
Well, how about this? You know he sprained his MCL.
He wouldn't have been able to play. Oh, no.
He's playing hurt.
Oh.
He's playing through things.
Oh.
Oh, but when Jordan does it.
Has anybody had more fake injuries at the end of the year than LeBron, his fake cast on his wrist? Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Oh, you might not have known this. The guy.
He's just been through a lot.
Yeah. He's ruining everything. He is.
You want to talk about
stick around too long, and all of his stats right now are fake because he's figured out how to get into a game and get his like 26-7-7, yeah. And not whatever. All right, let's do his top 5-5. I'm sorry.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
And don't get me started on JJ Redick because I missed that yet.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Sorry.
What a quote.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
I mean, what a quote. So, I love this city. I think it's so much different than almost any other city in the country and damn near the world. And we had a new addition to the most Philadelphia news stories of all time with something that happened in the last couple of days. We'll get to it in the top 5 at 5. But this, what I have for you today is top 5 at 5. Most Philadelphia news stories of my lifetime.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia news stories of your lifetime?
Yeah, like most Philadelphia.
I got you. Yeah,
is the cheese guy on this?
No, the cheese guy. I don't know who the cheese guy is.
Swiss cheese pervert?
That's an old one.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a lot. There's a lot. I might not even have the correct top five. There's been so many.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Number five is when the guy got tasered at the Phillies game.
Oh, yeah. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Oh, yeah. That was a classic one.
First taser ever used in a sporting event. I don't think I've seen a taser since.
Yeah.
Guy runs on the field, fills her at the peak of their powers in 2011.
Yeah.
He makes the run for it. He gets gunned
down. The photo was the best.
Like, yeah.
The steel photo.
Yeah. Because he was booking, man.
Yeah.
That dude was running.
And that cop was behind him, like,
yeah.
On a security guard. Oh, man.
He had no idea what was coming for him either.
No,
he kind of had a smile on his face.
He was just doing. He was just playing a dumb.
Now the "Don't Tase Me, Bro" audio is from a different incident, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's from something that happened in Pittsburgh.
Yes,
like we played that so much, I remember it.
Yeah,
we played that cut so much.
It was a staple
back in the day.
The
yeah.
Taser kid lived for a good 5 years there.
Like, yeah,
you know, he kind of got phased out the last couple of years, but the kid
don't
that got
tase
tased,
me, bro.
Yeah,
you know, he's like, when people introduce him,
oh yeah, he has a
they're
moment.
Like, hey,
yeah.
you know who he is, don't
right.
you? You remember the kid around the field got tased?
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
Guy's like 36 now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kids, hey, full-time job.
Yeah.
It's a good water cooler story.
Yeah, like, where's the Go Birds kid? I'm sure he's he's got a real job now.
Yeah. The Go Birds.
Yeah, yeah.
No, sure he's probably in the exact same spot. Yeah, to be honest with you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Too. The fourth most Philadelphia news story of all time. This is last year. But remember when Daniel Cavalcanti was on the loose in Chester County. It was a big manhunt for him. And Cavalcanti, he escaped from a Chester County prison.
Yeah,
I do remember that. Yeah.
It was a huge manhunt. Yep. That was a big deal in Chester County because we're not used to manhunts out there.
Yes.
And they were like, lock your doors. Don't go outside. There's a guy on the loose.
Prisoner on the loose.
And then they finally caught him. And, of course, he's in an Eagle shirt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Surprised he didn't give a go birds.
Was Chester County on a lockdown? On lockdown?
Damn near. Damn near. Jill was like, what should we do?
I do remember that, man. Yeah. I remember that dude. Yeah.
He was hiding in Longwood Gardens.
Yeah. Yep.
Caught in an Eagle shirt.
Only in Chester County would the criminal be hiding in Longwood Gardens.
Yeah.
Now, is Longwood Gardens Chesco officially?
Yeah.
Or is it Delco?
Okay. No, it's Chester County.
Okay.
It's Chester County. The third most Philadelphia news story of all time is when we destroyed Hitchbot. Hitchbot was this nice, friendly robot that was going around the country. And he stopped in, I believe, the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and then he made his U.S. tour where he went to Boston, Gloucester, Marblehead, New York City, eventually made it to Philadelphia, and he was destroyed overnight by people. It was
destroying the robot that was friendly going around from city to city.
Yes, Hitchbot's trip came to an end last night in Philadelphia after having spent a little over 2 weeks hitchhiking and visiting sites like Boston. Unfortunately, Hitchbot was vandalized overnight in Philadelphia. Sometimes bad things happen to good robots.
Yeah, I think this might be the most Philadelphia thing to happen, is to not let Hitchbot get out alive.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't remember this.
You don't remember Hitchbot?
It's probably 2014.
Yeah, right around there.
2015.
Yep.
Yeah.
The second most Philadelphia news story of all time is, again, I think the best ones always come back to the Eagles, because obviously we're a football city. And who could forget when Aguilar was going through his going through his drops problem.
Yep.
And this man was saving babies and gave us an all-time quote.
My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them. Unlike Aguilar and his mishaps, I like to put that out there.
And the look.
The look. Yeah.
Without seeing the man, I think you could give that look to anybody and be like, whose look is this?
Oh, yeah.
It's the unlike Aguilar.
We know exactly what that meme is right there when we see that, or that GIF, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's a classic one.
Yes. And its tie into the Eagles is perfect.
Well, that's when you know we were in a rough spot.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't have to do that now.
Nope.
You know, we have Devontae and AJ.
Nope. Our receivers usually catch the ball now. Yeah.
Although people were mad at AJ in the Rams game. He had the drop in the end zone, and people were like, stop reading books.
Stop reading books.
And start catching.
Well, God bless that guy for catching the babies, by
the way. Out of a burning building.
Yep.
Yeah. First thought is Nelson Aguilar not catching footballs?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's still on his mind.
But the number one most Philadelphia news story, maybe of all time now, and it's going to go down in infamy, is the Delco pooper.
Yeah, be careful with this.
So
just don't be too descriptive.
So this lady in
you haven't heard this, Ike?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, all right, okay.
So there was a road rage incident.
Yep.
Instead of you'll flip the bird,
yep.
She got out of the car
yep.
and went number two on the person's car behind her.
Yo, man.
That's different.
That's
really different.
That'll silence everyone.
Did you see the arrest video yesterday?
And then the arrest video came out, and here... Here is her being taken out in handcuffs.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her, that's what's happening.
What do you mean by that?
She chased you?
I have a sickness.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
Now, first of all, incredible hoagie in the voice.
Never a doubt there.
And what you can't see, Ike, in the video... is when she goes, she's like laughing as they're pulling her away in handcuffs. She goes like this. She goes,
Oh, and I love the guy that asked, what'd you eat that day?
Yeah.
What's your burritos it look like?
I have a sickness.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I guess so.
On more than one level.
What a
now,
Looney Tune.
I hate when people tell me like, I hate it. I don't know if that's what was happening to her. Somebody driving too close.
Yeah.
Are you going to use this move the next time
that happens? No, no, I can't. To, you know, I don't think any of us could. But if I was a normal civilian that somebody might not recognize?
Sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if this. I don't know if this trend's going to catch.
Yeah, because everybody is going to react differently to you doing that to the hood of their car.
Yeah. You don't know who's driving that car.
Exactly. Yeah, they could end up fatal.
Yep. Maybe they have some TP for you.
I tell you, man. Road rage, man. It is. It is
out of control.
Yep.
And I try not to. I try not to add to that, right? I always try to be mindful. You can get frustrated in your car, but you just don't know what the hell that other person is going through in that other car.
Right. They may be more mad than you.
Yeah, exactly. And with nothing to lose, and they hop out the car with a pipe or a bat or even worse, a gun or what have you. Like, all this stuff happens in road rage, man.
Or wipes.
Or wipes. Yeah, so it's just now that was crazy.
Dude, Justin, can we hear the sound again of her getting arrested, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her, that's what's happening.
What you mean by that?
She chased you? I have a sickness.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
Begged
her to stop.
Yeah, it didn't look like you begged her to stop.
No.
She looks like she's been planning
that. Man, you got out and was ready to shoot. They didn't even waste any time.
I would say the other car learned their lesson, maybe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Can you imagine being in the car that happened to as it's happening?
Yeah.
What is she going to do?
What is she doing?
Wait a minute. What is she doing?
What the bleep is she doing?
She's pulling her pants. Whoa.
Whoa.
Explosive.
And you got to be ready for that. If you're...
And the worst part is you got to go to the car wash with that.
Yes. Here's what happened. They're never going to believe it.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to believe
it. Also, the lady who did it, you're just putting your pants back on? And
yes.
Yeah, she's getting back. Yes. Well, yeah, she has a sickness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she just rolled on out.
Yep.
Yep.
Right back in the car and everything.
I just wonder how long. She had to have been thinking about that for a
little bit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she knew she had one ready.
Yep. Let me tell you, I hope she went home before they caught her.
I assume she did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. This hour is proudly, obviously, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off with no interest. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Spike? Yes, yeah. What's going on? You got a new house.
Yeah, buddy.
He needs a driver.
We're going to have a party over there.
Yeah, you're invited, Herb. Yep.
That's right.
Nope.
That's right. We're going to have a big party over there.
All right.
You're going to get some girls over there.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No,
you know Spike. Yep.
I am married.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Jack,
yep.
I had a game today at 2:30.
How'd that go?
An hour and 10 minutes, 15-0. Lincoln beat Maritime Charter. I've been out of there. I left there about 4:15. I already been up to the back to the Northeast. I just was over Chinese over here, Taste King, and had some lo mein and chicken stick, brother.
Nice.
Lo mein and chicken
86
stick.
86 degrees out there.
Man, hour and 10 minutes, a quick ball game, Herb.
Yep. Ooh, man, three innings, dude. They hit like 11 runs in the first inning, man.
And you get paid a full game for that, Herb? It's only three innings.
That should be a discount rate.
$105, man.
Nice. Should be a discount rate.
Nice. Yeah. Big money.
Actually, one of the guys that I work with at the Wells Fargo, he's in charge of the Juniata Juniata Park Rec. And he had to come over there because they had to open up some doors. And I didn't expect to see him. He took about four or five pictures of me. So I'll show it to you later on, you know, when I see you.
Great.
Why don't you text it to him?
I want to talk about the Phillies.
Okay.
I see Chucky Boy is upset again, too.
Uh-oh.
But what I really noticed about the Phillies is they go up to the plate. I noticed Turner did it the other day. 3-2 pitch or 2-2 pitch, and he's thinking, oh, he's going to get something. He just froze. Fastball right down the pike. And they're not hitting because they're thinking too much. They're over trying. There's too many things. It's not just him, it's Harper. They're all like that.
Trying to do too much, yeah.
They're good pitches, they're letting them by. They got to get more aggressive, and the manager needs to start stealing bases, hit and run. I don't care if you hit and run and you hit a line drive and a double play, but you got to start getting aggressive at the plate. So that's all I can say.
Yep. Sometimes all you can say, Herb.
The aggressiveness is really – they were aggressive – a few years ago, but last year they were aggressive when they came right out of the chute. And they, like I told you, you got to win 18 games, 17 to 18 games if you want to be the division winner. Times that by six, it gives you the number. So
yeah, that would give you 100 and
they're going to have to, the way they're playing right now, come, this is May 2nd.
Give you 108 wins.
They're going to have to win 20 or 22 games to get back to where they should be after a couple of months. I mean, you know, it's going to have to increase if they expect to do anything, you know.
Well, if they won, right now they're winning at a pace of 15 games per month.
Yeah, well, 15.
They do that six times.
Did you drop the phone in the toilet?
If they do that for 6 months, that's 90 wins, Herb.
Well, it'd take more than 90 to win that division.
Okay.
Yeah. We just want to make the playoffs at this point.
Well, you might have to win the division to make the playoffs.
As long as they make the playoffs, but they got to come out with fire in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
Their pitching might come around. They got...
What do you got?
Might be up here. They got a lot of stuff coming around. This, I mean, you want to wind up with three lefties in the starting rotation. That's what you're telling me. So,
what do you got this weekend, Herb?
I tell you, I'm going to JFK at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, I'm going to be going to bed soon. I watch some of the Phillies, and then I'm going to bed.
Nice.
I got a job up to JFK tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So, okay.
All right.
Start doing some of that, and I got three or four games next week, depending on the weather, and you know, and that's about it. I mean, right. The season of the 13th, May 13th is the first playoff game for the public league. So.
Okay.
All right, Herb. I'll be around
to see you.
All right. See you.
Don't forget about that party, Spike.
No.
Are you
going to bring all the girls, Herb?
Yeah. Who's bringing the girls?
We're going to have steak and
and girls.
Ribs.
Yes.
Sounds like Spike's dream.
Dude, this is
just girls and meat.
Yeah, that is the most Spike.
I want to see some nice, meaty girls, you know?
Yep.
And Spike Mackin.
Yep, you know me.
Hey, you know what? Tell your father.
Oh, there
I ran
it is.
Into the Northeast alumni. I ran into the people from the Northeast Alumni Committee at Tiffany. That was a couple weeks ago. The lady said she knows your father.
Awesome.
That'll be
we
a great
found
combo.
The first woman.
Speaking of meaty girls, are you bringing German chocolate out to Spike's house?
Yeah, I'll bring her if you want. That's no
what
problem.
What do you mean if I want?
She loves that stuff like that.
Like what?
Like what, groups?
She likes to go out and meet people. The party.
Oh, all right. Well, I live in Westchester.
She likes the white girls. She likes the white stuff.
The white stuff?
What kind of white stuff?
She likes the white guys like you, Jack.
You
know?
All right.
Oh, wow.
What about Spike?
I'm not a white guy.
You saw those pictures, Jack.
I did.
Yeah, boy.
I said, there goes Big Dog Herb. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Herb.
Yep. You wonder how long we're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what is the deal with Herb now? The start of every call is an update on the game he umpired that afternoon.
I know.
That is new, right? That hasn't happened before.
No. He never thought. Well, he's talked about umpiring in the past, but he's never
given the score
up. Yeah.
Well, I think he's trying to prove that he doesn't stay
around for the games.
Yeah.
Because you gave him a hard time.
If he said if it's done by the third, that means he can take his hour and a half bathroom break in the middle of the game and he doesn't have to.
He's not let that go.
He was hot.
He was hot that day.
Well, that guy was obviously telling the truth about her.
Of course he was.
Well.
Yes. He definitely was telling
the truth.
I got
a report about a guy that sat in the sauna with Herb for an hour and a half the other day.
An hour and a half?
Yeah. Well, I might have stretched that, but he was in the sauna with Herb, and he had some stuff. I meant to bring up, I should have brought up that he was wearing Buffalo Bill Crocs in the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Bills.
Not Buffalo Bill like from the movie
Silence of the Lambs.
That'd be a little creepy.
Why was he wearing Buffalo Bills Crocs?
No idea. I meant to bring it up and ask him.
Huh.
But I forgot.
Are they Bills Mafia?
They were in the sauna a long time?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
I can see Herb wearing the Bills Zumba pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Smashing through a...
I mean, Zubaz.
Whatever.
Yeah. I can imagine Herb... Herb's... I can imagine Herb in the sauna, unfortunately.
Oh, he's a huge...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his work.
Yeah. He's sweating in there.
He gets a nice sweat.
Just the towel, wide open.
Yeah, but you know he walks around the gym naked, 100%.
100%.
Oh, he's the guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
All
saggy.
Yep.
Oh, man. Back wrinkled.
Yeah.
Oh, hair coming out of a lot of places.
Skin hanging.
Yep.
It's
walking through the middle of the locker room.
Scratching.
Not even just at his locker getting dressed.
No, talking to people.
Yeah. Walking around. Yeah.
Probably no shower shoes.
Yep.
Just barefoot. Just
yep. All the germs.
Telling stories.
Bits
and pieces hanging out. He knows this person.
Yep.
Bits and pieces hanging out.
Yeah, well, you know. You know. You know.
Had to go one step too far.
Well, that's my name. That's my name.
Clickbait-esque.
Clickbait-esque, yep. I only say things for the clicks. All right, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's. Your official sports bar of the world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.